Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Την υπόσχεση ότι η ελληνική κυβέρνηση θα εργαστεί στενότερα με την διασπορά στην Αυστραλία για μια σειρά θεμάτων που αφορούν τους ομογενείς έδωσε χθες βράδυ ο Έλληνας Υπουργός Εξωτερικών Νίκος Δένδιας. Επιβεβαίωσε το ταξίδι του στους αντίποδες, ενώ αναφέρθηκε και στην ανάγκη στήριξης της ελληνικής γλώσσας. Περισσότερα θα συζητήσουμε τώρα με τον Πάνο Αποστόλου. Πάνο, να ενημερώσουμε αρχικά τους ακροατές. Πού μίλησε χθες ο κύριος Δένδιας?
Ήταν προσκεκλημένος, Δίνα, στην σειρά ψηφιακές συζητήσεις, τις οποίες διοργανώνει ο μη κερδοσκοπικός φιλανθρωπικός οργανισμός Ελληνική Πρωτοβουλία Αυστραλίας, The Hellenic Initiative Australia. Θέμα της ομιλίας του Υπουργού ήταν ελληνική διασπορά και εξωτερική πολιτική. Μεγάλο μέρος της ομιλίας του κυρίου Δένδια αφορούσε στο κομμάτι των ελληνοτουρκικών σχέσεων. Αρχικά, τόνισε ότι η επιθυμία της Ελλάδας παραμένει η ευρωπαϊκή προοπτική της Τουρκίας, δηλαδή να μετετραπεί σε μια χώρα που να σέβεται τις αρχές και τις αξίες, όπως και οι 27 χώρες μέλη της Ευρωπαϊκής Ένωσης. Ωστόσο, αυτό που βλέπουμε, τόνισε ο κύριος Δένδιας, είναι μια Τουρκία που απομακρύνεται όχι μόνο από την Ευρωπαϊκή Ένωση, αλλά και από το ΝΑΤΟ, αφού στρέφεται κατά μιας χώρα συμμάχου της στον οργανισμό. Και αυτό το κάνει με το κάζους μπέλι, αν η Ελλάδα επεκτείνει τα χωρικά της ύδατα στα 12 ναυτικά μίλια, τις παράνομες υπερτήσεις κλπ.
Terms like Mavivatan, which means the Blue Holland, which is a compass up of the Aegean and a big part of the East Mediterranean, and also advocating a threat of war, a casus belli against Greece, if Greece extends, as is entitled according to international law, its territorial.
Πάνω, πώς μπορεί η διασπορά να παίξει ρόλο ενισχυτικό της ελληνικής εξωτερικής πολιτικής, σύμφωνα με τον κύριο Δένδια?
Έδωσε δύο τρόπους, δίνει ο κύριος Δένδιας. Ο ένας είναι να υπερασπίζεται τα δίκαια της Ελλάδας μέσα από τις κυβερνήσεις στα κράτη που ο ελληνισμός ζει. Έδωσε το παράδειγμα της Αυστραλίας, η οποία έχει υιοθετήσει και υπερασπίζεται τους κανόνες του διεθνούς δικαίου και του δικαίου της θαλάσσης. Όταν η Αυστραλία, είπε ως παράδειγμα, αντιδρά για τις παραβιάσεις που σημειώνονται στη νότια Συνική θάλασσα από την Κίνα, είναι αυτό που κάνει η Ελλάδα στο Ανατολικό Αιγαίο. Και εκεί χρειάζεται να πιέσει η διασπορά την Αυστραλιανή κυβέρνηση, δηλαδή να ξεκαθαρίσει στην Τουρκία την ανάγκη σεβασμού του δικαίου της θαλάσσης. Ένας άλλος τρόπος παρέμβασης στις ομογένειες είναι και η συμμετοχή της στις επόμενες βουλευτικές εκλογές στην Ελλάδα.
The Greek diaspora can vote in the Greek elections. They can have a say in what happens in Greece, who is elected in Greece, which is the program on which the next government will be elected. And we believe this is the main connection axis between Greece and the diaspora. They have a say to their mother country.
Ο κύριος Δένδιας είπε ότι επανεργοποιείται το Συμβούλιο Απόδημο Ελληνισμού, το οποίο αναμένεται να λειτουργήσει ως ένα φόρουμ, ένα βήμα από όπου η διασπορά μπορεί να καταθέτει τους προβληματισμούς της για αυτά που την αποσχολούν. Το άλλο στοιχείο για ενεργότερο ρόλο των αποδήμων είναι η ενεργοποίηση μιας σειράς ψηφιακών εργαλείων, τα οποία θα τους φέρει τους ομογενείς πιο κοντά στο Υπουργείο Εξωτερικών και βεβαίως και σε υπηρεσίες του ελληνικού δημοσίου, χωρίς να χρειάζεται η παρεμβολή των υπηρεσιών των προξενικών αρχών. Αυτό, όπως είπε, θα υλοποιηθεί στους επόμενους 18 μήνες. Ακόμα, είπε ότι θα έχει να πει περισσότερα προς την ομογένεια της Αυστραλίας, πιθανότατα προς το τέλος της χρονιάς, όταν θα πραγματοποιήσει το ταξίδι του. Ενώ επιβεβαίωσε το ενδιαφέρον της Ελλάδας για την περιοχή του Ινδο-Ειρηνικού, αφού αναμένεται να επισκεφτεί και το Βιετνάμ προτού αφηχθεί στην Αυστραλία, Ντίνα.
We are implementing a series of digital tools with which the Greek diaspora can be connected with the ministry, can be connected with the consulate, can be connected with the Greek public sector without having to.
Τέλος πάνω, τι είπε ο κύριος Δένδιας για την διατήρηση της ελληνικής γλώσσας?
Όταν ρωτήθηκε, ξεκίνησε με το εξής, Δίνα: η γλώσσα μας είναι η ψυχή μας. Αυτά είπε ο Υπουργός, αλλά είναι μια δύσκολη γλώσσα, είπε. Η Γραμματεία Απόδημου Ελληνισμού προσπαθεί να ενισχύσει τη διδασκαλία της ελληνικής σε εκπαιδευτικά ιδρύματα και πανεπιστήμια, είπε, αλλά η διατήρησή της και η διάδοσή της έχει να κάνει και με τον καθένα ομογενή ξεχωριστά. Και ότι το θέμα δεν μπορεί να το διαχειριστεί απλά. Και το θέμα δεν μπορεί να διαχειριστεί απλά με την ενίσχυση ενός προϋπολογισμού. Δεν είμαστε μία πλούσια οικονομικά χώρα, αλλά είμαστε πλούσια σε ιστορία.
Our language is our soul. This is not an easy language. The Secretariat does a lot to promote teaching the Greek language in all sorts of universities and school abroad. And we will try to do more. Whatever we do has a lot to do with human effort and less with our budget, which is very, very limited. for understandable reasons.
Ακολουθεί ολόκληρη η ομιλία του Νίκου Δένδια, του Έλληνα Υπουργού Εξωτερικών, στο Hellenic Initiative της Αυστραλίας.
Today I have the great privilege of introducing His Excellency Mr. Nikos Dendias to our Digital Conversation series. Mr. Dendias was appointed Greece's Minister for Foreign Affairs in July 2019, a time when no one could have predicted this period of world-changing, history-making events which was to follow. Mr. Dendias is a Supreme Court lawyer, having graduated with distinction from the University of Athens Law School. He also holds a Master of Laws from the University of London and a master's degree in criminology from the London School of Economics and Political Science. To moderate this important conversation with the Minister, I'd like to welcome and introduce respected academic and author, Associate Professor Dr. Nicholas Damanis. In addition to his academic position at the University of New South Wales, where he has taught history since 2001, Dr. Damanis is the author of many books on history.
And welcome, Foreign Minister Dendias. I should start with our first question regarding Greece's very serious difficulties with Turkey at the moment. What do you think are the reasons for the tense rhetoric that is coming out of Ankara at the moment?
Well, thank you for asking me the obvious question I would have expected to be asked by anybody caring about Greece, but not just about Greece, caring about peace and stability in this very important region of the world. But unfortunately, I cannot provide you with much insight in the sense that we cannot figure out why Turkey is taking the position it does take. According to our understanding, the obvious way for Turkey forward is to remain an ally within the NATO framework in a country that would like to get as close as possible to the European Union, meaning the values and the principles of the European Union, not just the common market, and eventually, in some distant future, become also a member of the European Union. I have to say that what we hear, what we see, what's happening in the other side of the Aegean is that Turkey is diverging for the NATO paradigm or from the European paradigm in the sense that it advocates for values and really deals with a way that is totally against what a modern 21st century country is expected to do. What we're seeing is returning back to some sort of neo-Ottoman ideological approach, a revisionism which thinks of recreating the Ottoman Empire with terms like Mavi Vatan, which means the Blue Homeland, which is a compass up of the Aegean and a big part of the East Mediterranean, and also advocating a threat of war, a casus belli against Greece, if Greece extends, as is entitled according to international law, its territorial waters to 12 miles, etc., 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 overflights over the Greek islands and even the Greek mainland is an everyday agenda for this ministry, and countless other provocations against Greece. Really, honestly speaking, I don't think that this is something that works in Turkey's favor. I think that Turkey's future, and I believe that this is also what a big part of the Turkish society I would like to see happening, is to come closer to us, become the best of friends with Greece, and become eventually in a distant future a candidate and a member country of the European Union. But unfortunately, this has a long way to go, and we don't seem to get any closer.
Minister, is there any way the diaspora can play a positive role in this problem?
Absolutely. The diaspora can make the whole difference on this. Because the diaspora, it can act in two different, distinct, but extremely useful ways. First of all, advocate for Greece's positions. And I have to say, we make the life of the diaspora easier in the sense that, let's use Australia as an example. What we advocate is exactly what the Australian state advocates. International law of the sea. When Australia speaks about the challenge presented by China in the South China Sea in the Pacific uses exactly the same terms, exactly the same values that we project in the Aegean and the Mediterranean. So the Greek diaspora in Australia preaches to the converted, but it is important to explain, to show the similarities of our positions to and the Australian positions of the issues of international law of the sea. But also, apart from that, there's something else, is the image of Greece. And our diaspora around the world is a successful diaspora. We're very proud of the Greeks abroad, what they have achieved in their lifetime. And so they are the best ambassadors of Greece. They are the ones who can allow me to use the word polish Greece's image abroad, even in a better way that we can do, that our ambassadors can do, that our the general secretariat can do, because they are successful within their own communities. So being very proud of them, we also ask them to work for their mother country.
Yes, and following on from that, how could we mobilize the Greek diaspora on a permanent basis and promote interactions between Greek and Australian organizations?
Well, first of all, let's speak structurally. There is a general secretariat, the general secretary and the undersecretary. Also, the assistant ministers sit next to me. You don't see them in the picture, but they're here. And they are the structure within the Ministry of Foreign. Now you see them. So it's Assistant Minister Katsaniotis, Andreas Katsaniotis next to me, and Secretary General Chrysoulakis, two very competent collaborators of mine in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, with a record of proud achievements within our government. Now, this is the structure that is responsible to connect us with our diaspora, and they are doing so. I have to say their job is not easy because there are diasporas all around the world. But yet again, they are trying their best. And the ways we are trying to do it, the first and the main one I would like to say is the Greek diaspora can vote in the Greek elections. They can have a say in what happens in Greece, who is elected in Greece, which is the program on which the next government will be elected. And we believe this is the main connection axis between Greece and the diaspora. They have a say to their mother country. But also, we are trying to do a lot of more things. We have really rehabilitated, again, the Council of the Greek Diaspora. We're using a much more elaborate term, but that's it's clear what it is all about, with which we can have a forum, a platform in which the Greek diaspora expresses itself on issues that have to do with the diaspora. And we're bringing our ministry, by the way, the whole of the Greek public sector, but we're speaking now for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the 21st century. We're implementing a series of digital tools with which the Greek diaspora can be connected with the ministry, can be connected with the consulate, can be connected with the Greek public sector without having to travel to go to a Greek consulate or have to apply through a big bureaucratic procedure that used to be the case in the past. We need something like 18 months more, but I think we're going to do it, and it will make a hell of a difference, if you allow me to say so, and how the diaspora will be connected and how issues that have to do with military service, with being registered in Greece, to being connected also with their properties in Greece is going to work.
What are your intentions regarding conducting public diplomacy campaigns to create a contemporary narrative for the country and promote its image internationally?
Well, we're trying our best already. We're trying our best already. But we start from one basic thesis. You can never project positively something that does not exist. So the step one is modernize our country, modernize Greece, and then project this image of the new Greece to the world. I have to say Greece was treated unjustly in the previous decade the second decade of the 21st century during the debt crisis. I will never, never in my lifetime forget that Mitt Romney, whom I respect as a politician, used Greece as an example in his campaign in the United States, saying that if we don't do X, we may end up another Greece. So we had to start from a very low point. And yet again, I think now we are at a position in which Greece is credited having achieved a total transformation of the country. We are considered a stable democracy, a vibrant democracy, a successful economy with proud achievements, for example, how we dealt with the COVID pandemic. Also a country that supports Ukraine, supports international law, uses itself as a bridge between the Arab world and the European Union, between Africa and the European Union. And I have to say, in the months to come, we would like to enhance also our position in the Indo-Pacific. I have traveled to India. I'm going to Vietnam in the next few weeks. I'm planning to come to Australia during the autumn. Prime Minister Mitsotakis also has the Indo-Pacific highly in his agenda. So we believe we can project ourselves as a modern, successful, medium-sized country, but with a global horizon. And the Greek diaspora is one of our main advantages in our effort to try to do so.
Minister, Greece has a very, very prosperous diaspora. What measures has your government implemented to encourage investment from the diaspora and to overcome bureaucratic obstacles?
Yeah. The second more difficult than the first, because bureaucracy is a strange beast. And you have to fight every day for the obvious sometimes, because also bureaucracy and bureaucratic hurdles are very, very resistant to the forces of transformation and modernization. Having said that, I believe that the government I serve, the Mitsotakis government, has done a lot. And we have one indication, one of many that we can use, the level of foreign investments in Greece. I have to say, among others, Australian investments. If in the previous decade I was speaking for an Australian investment north of $1 billion to Greece, I think not only nobody would believe me, but laughter would be the obvious reaction to what I would be saying. And yet again, as we speak, Australia is one of the biggest investors in Greece. But also we try to facilitate investment from abroad. Let me give you an example. Dividends. Tax on dividends in Greece is 5%. There's no other European country that has a 5% tax on dividends. Also, we have a stable tax environment. We have a low tax on companies' profits. And we are an investment-friendly country. Last year, we had a foreign investment north of 6 billion euros, unique for Greece. And we present ourselves as the best investment destination because it's not just the Greek market. The Greek market is a small market. It's an 11 million people market. But Greece is an entry point to the European Union, and Greece is the entry point to the Balkans and Central Eastern Europe. So if I may be allowed to say, our diaspora, who have a comparative advantage, they know the country, they know the mentality. 95% of the cases, they know the language very well. So our diaspora has a unique advantage and a unique opportunity to invest in the country that will be the success story of Europe in the years to come.
And if I can ask another question about the diaspora regarding the next elections, it'll be the first elections where the diaspora will be voting. How important is that?
For my party and for the country, I'm joking. For my country, extremely, because we believe we have a story to tell to our diaspora. And because the diaspora is mostly successful people, I think there are people that would subscribe to that story, the story of the Mitsotakis government. But having said that, the more important has not to do with the party, doesn't have to do with the Nea Dimokratia, it has to do with the country itself. It is the strongest connection with the motherland. If you vote, if you express an opinion to where the country should go, that means you are an informed citizen of that country. You care about what's happening in Greece. You care about what will happen to Greece. You care about taxes in Greece. You care about everyday life in Greece. You care about the Greek foreign policy. You care about the image of Greece. So we see this opportunity to vote as the bridge that diaspora should cross to be reconnected closely with the mother. Of course, future will tell if we're right or wrong, but that's the way we see it. And I have to say, there's a unique acceptance within the Greek political establishment and within the Greek society of the vote for the Greek diaspora. Let us be frank. From our independence in the 19th century, the Greek diaspora was always larger than the Greek population, far larger than the Greek population. It is what enriches the country, what makes our country strong, and what makes our country proud.
Can I ask a question about the you mentioned the tragic last 10 years for Greece and the brain drain. And how confident are you about reversing the brain drain?
Oh, a lot. Why I'm saying that? Of course, we have to do our own work and our homework, and I'll speak about that. But I think everybody knows that the quality of life that this paradise on earth offers is unique. You can earn more money in major metropolitan capitals of the world, that's for sure, but you live better in Greece. And all my friends and people younger than me that have been working abroad, especially during the time of crisis, are trying to get back. But we have to assist them, not deteriorate their level of life when they come back to the country. So what we're doing is having implemented a tax regime which allows people that left Greece in the times of crisis and would like to return with a bonus, something that will help them really feel that not only they come because the quality of life is better, but also because they're getting a better deal from the deal they have, for example, in London or in New York or in Singapore or in Hong Kong. And we see that happening. Many people have returned, but we need more, because the truth is the human resources, the human capital is what is the major factor for creating a success story out of prison Greece.
And speaking of bringing people to Greece, what kind of incentives are you giving attracting digital nomad workers to Greece?
Oh, we have a special regime. I think it's the best and the most advanced in the European Union. First of all, it is important, and let me say it, that Greece has understood the term. If we were speaking about that something like 5 or 6 years ago, not with me, with the minister sitting in my position at the time, regardless of party, etc., probably he wouldn't understand the question. He would ask for explanation, and then he would say, sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, and something that we'll look at in the future. But Greece was one of the first countries in the European Union that dealt with the issue, and Greece also understood how important that is. Because Greece at the same time has to address the phenomenon of the illegal, the irregular migration and encourage migration that will help the Greek economy grow and also help digital nomads establish themselves in Greece. But we have done that, and I think we have done that in a very successful way. And that also will work very positively for young people, for example, from Ukraine, who, because of the Russian invasion, have to reestablish themselves. Greece is the obvious destination in the region.
Minister, can I ask a question about the promotion of Greek language and Greek studies abroad? What are your thoughts on that issue, and what role can Greek studies programs in overseas universities play in that?
It is extremely important, and I have to say the Secretariat is dealing with that. First of all, our language is our soul. The Greek language is not an ordinary language. I mean, no language in the world is an ordinary language, but the Greek language has one additional advantage, has a 4,000 years continuation. And through the words, the words of Monegris, if you just dig a little underneath and you take some time to understand how this word came to be pronounced, to be spoken as it is the situation today, you can go back towards 4,000 years of fascinating history, full of successes, of failures, of defeats, of wins. So for us, really, bringing our language to the world is something of huge importance, and not just for the Greek diaspora. So but we have done what we could also to create a digital platform to facilitate teaching Greek to whoever wishes to try. I have to say, it is not easy. This is not an easy language. That's the what is the the other side of the coin. 4,000 history does not make an easy language to understand, because the same word could have different meanings and the pronunciation could even change that meaning. But also, the Secretariat does a lot to promote teaching the Greek language in all sorts of universities and school abroad. And we will try to do more. But of course, please appreciate that whatever we do has a lot to do with human effort and less with our budget, which is very, very limited for understandable reasons. We are not a rich country. We aspire to be a rich country, but we are a rich culture, a rich society in sentiment, but not a rich country budget-wise.
And a final question. Your government launched the Study in Greece initiative. How is that faring? How is that going?
Well, it is, first of all, it's a huge thing that happened, because the truth is studying in Greece means studying in Greece in foreign languages, primarily in English. And then we'll see where we go from there. Again, if you have asked the same discussion to the Greek foreign minister 10 years ago, he would say, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking me. Let me come back to you. Now, the very fact that Greece has decided that could be a magnet for foreign students that wish to study this country, I think is all important. And I think Greece has unique advantages that can offer. Again, I spoken about it before, quality of life, the weather, the environment, the ability to come in contact with historical monuments, which are that do not exist anywhere else in the world. Even the very fact that you would see Parthenon in your lifetime, I think, is an important achievement for every human being. So we're trying to implement within the Greek universities, and hopefully in the future within the Greek schools, the ability for foreign students to come and study and live with us and understand the country and understand the culture. We have a long way to go, but it goes extremely well in the first stages.
Well, Minister, that concludes the interview. We thank you. We know you haven't got that much time, but we thank you enormously here. And I'll now pass on to Mr. Nicholas Pappas to conclude the proceedings.
Thank you.
Foreign Minister, thank you so much for your presentation today. We know you're very pressed for time and we're very conscious of that. But in half an hour, you gave us so much information that was both insightful and informative. Thank you above all for reaffirming Greece's steadfast adherence to international law and to the right of sovereign nations to protect their borders. I think that's paramount for every Greek on the globe at the moment. Personally, as a child or as a product of the island of Kastellorizo, an island that's featured quite prominently in recent Turkish provocations, your words were indeed a source of comfort to us all. But thank you also for reminding us that we are all advocates for Greece. We must all work as ambassadors, using the term loosely, to promote Greece, to create a positive discourse. And I think your words on that were quite inspiring. So, Foreign Minister, thank you. I don't know if you want to close with some words, but if so, I'm happy to give you one last opportunity to say anything further to the diaspora before we close the proceedings.
I don't want to say much, but I have to say that I treasure this unique opportunity to address the diaspora in Australia. And I'm looking very, very much forward to coming to Australia and meeting the diaspora in person. Because what we advocate as our foreign policy is that we are a bridge. And we don't believe we are only a bridge towards Africa or towards the Middle East. We believe it can be a bridge also to the Indo-Pacific. Countries like Australia that have similar values, and if you allow me to openly say, similar interests. Australians have fought in Greece, have fought in our region for the same values over the years, over the world wars. And Greece and the Greek society never forget that. So I very much looking forward to fly over, to come to Australia, to meet the diaspora and enhance this process of creating a stronger bond between the Australian diaspora and the mother country. Thank you so much for this opportunity, which I will treasure.
Thank you, Foreign Minister. And can I thank Dr. Dumanis for conducting the interview so expertly? We've all watched Nick ascend the ranks of academia over the years, and with his most recent appointment as Foundation Chair of Hellenic Studies and Professor of History at the University of Illinois, we're all extremely proud of what he's done. To our registrants, thank you for joining us today. For those already acquainted with THI, I thank you for your support that you've given us over a number of years to support our partner charities in Greece, but also to support economic development in Greece. To registrants who are hearing about us for the first time, please make contact. We'd love to hear from you. And please have a look at our webpage and our social media interactions, and I'm sure you'll see just how important THI has become. Thank you all very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, as the case may be.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.